What's going on, everybody? It is Wrestling Off the Handles. Today is October 12th, Friday. We're here with Kevin Javier, my other co-host and creator, Reynald Perivo.
I'm your boy.
And, of course, our now permanent guest, Randy the Gingerican Vega.
Hey, hold on. First off, what up, bitches? I wouldn't say permanent. You know, I just come
because I can leave, which has been every weekend for the past like month.
Well, I mean, just because like you guys did the live cast and I enjoyed that with you guys. Yeah. You know, we talk shit. Like I won't be able to make it every week. This is y'all thing. I'm just a guest whenever y'all come in.
But we enjoy having you on. You're an unfiltered offender. Guest.
Yes. I was your honorable.
I'm your unfiltered guest. I'm your unfiltered third person.
There we go.
I can say what I want and not get in trouble for it.
Now look, we know this is a wrestling podcast, but we also watch other sports too, so this we can't not talk about the Conor McGregor and Habib fight. So, did either of you see it or see highlights?
Yes. I saw highlights of it. I saw actually almost the whole fight.
I didn't see the fight, but I did actually. Well, I watched most of the fight on Instagram. I don't pay for fights.
Yeah, on YouTube they have a couple, but it's terrible camera angles because it's someone with their iPhone on the TV. But I was able to watch most of it.
Yeah. They had a new iPhone. Max.
Oh yeah,
it would have been so great. Yeah, you could have zoomed in on their pupils, bro. Been...
That camera that good, man?
Hell, what you think I'm using?
Oh, what?
Yeah, that camera's OG, bro.
I need to upgrade my life.
Yeah, yes, definitely upgrade your life.
But now, so Conor McGregor now had he lost his last two fights. Last three actually, because he lost against last two because he beat Diaz in the rematch and then lost to Mayweather and Habib.
Well, but that fight doesn't count.
Mayweather?
He beat Diaz in the third one.
No, in the second one, he beat Diaz.
No, he lost the first one, the second one.
The last one, he lost to him.
So but, it was a 2-1?
No, it's 1-1.
2-1, yeah. No, yeah. McGregor won the last one.
Yeah.
No, McGregor lost the last one.
Diaz won the first match they had, and then McGregor won the rematch. Oh, so they need to do a part three. I'm hoping they do because... Yeah. Yeah. Regardless do a what's of call, first who wins or not, those guys were they were entertaining. That was an entertaining fight.
Yeah, they're going to do a Jose Aldo first. That's already in the works because Jose Aldo was already talking shit about him after the loss. Oh, he was already tweeting away talking about, your time is coming, And it's like, oh, okay.
So well, he deserves a rematch too because that was – I mean, it was – because Jose Aldo is a great fighter, but it's just he got – like a lot of people have discussed, it was just, Conor is good at getting in people's heads. And he got in his head. He tried to rush him, and Conor got him with that.
Speaking of getting in his head, when he got into that Russian head, it was a bad idea.
Well, that's a wrong head to get in.
Yeah.
Yo,
because those guys religion, don't play.
Father?
For the people who haven't seen...
He's Russian, right?
Yeah, he's Russian.
Yeah, sure, okay.
The people who haven't seen the video, that man wanted to kill McGregor in that ring, bro. Mm-hmm. When he tapped, he kept choking.
I think he spit on him, too.
And, yeah.
Yeah, after the fight. Yeah. And then he threw his mouthpiece at the coach.
Yeah. The dude goes, I think it was the third round. He goes, yo, it was just business. Because the guy was, Habib was on top, fucking him up. And he wasn't even like really going to town. He was punching. He goes, talk shit now, huh? Talk now. What's up? Talk now. After Ron, he goes, hey, it's just business, bro.
Yeah.
They apologize to him during the fight.
But you know what's funny is that after that fight, I don't know what podcast I was listening to, but they were just saying that the reason why he probably got beat up so bad is because he gave him a Rocky's moment where every fight Rocky had, he was fighting for something, either for his money or for his girl or for something. He gave him a Rocky moment and
He was overcoming racism right there.
Yeah, exactly. That's why Jesse Owen won at the Olympics back in the day. Oh,
that's crazy. No, hey, I do something feed it for a reason. Yeah. I'm off on whooping his ass.
Yeah. Even though I thought he was gonna be outclassed, but and also Conor was gone for a while.
Yeah, but I mean, it was an entertaining fight, and Conor finally wrote a check his mouth couldn't catch.
No. See, this is where I get pissed off on that. He didn't write a check his ass couldn't catch. He wrote a check and got fucking paid.
Okay.
Because McGregor
Yeah.
In the UFC is the best trash talker ever.
Oh, yeah.
He is one of the best.
He is the great
hype man.
Great
to
on the
hype
mic.
Up a fight.
Yeah. He's a great promo.
So you can't get mad at him for hyping up the fight that damn good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He got into Khabib's head and he made the fight that interesting.
He did definitely say some things he shouldn't have said, though.
Yeah. I mean,
no,
maybe there are some things that are off limits, but I mean, again, it's the fight game. They do the same thing in wrestling where there's definitely times where they step too far, like where with the when Paige had the feud with Charlotte, and then mentioned her brother dying.
Yeah, I remember that.
Even though they were cool with it backstage, but it's still, you know, it's like.
Well, speaking of wrestling, we're gonna talk about what the aftermath. Of the wrestling match that Khabib pretty much started by stomping on a man's, or trying to stomp on a man's face.
Oh, yeah, he jumped in and just tried to, like it wasn't even a flying kick. He was just going for a flying stomp.
Think about that. Like, how is that
a flying, double-footed, double-fisted stomp?
Yeah, it was like some crutching tiger, hidden dragon.
But
if someone just kicks you in the face like that, barefoot, like that, you just gotta think for a second, like, what the? That just got kicked in the face?
No, I don't think you're going to be thinking after that. You're going to be fucking, like, hurt because you just got kicked in the face. Especially with the velocity of him jumping over the cage and fucking flying down.
I'm not going to lie. Me smacking my face a little bit, that actually hurt.
Bro.
Yeah, so imagine that times 1,000.
Bro, that man.
And the smell of a foot that's been, like, covered in blood and, like,
no,
dirt.
Hey, I respect.
And sweat, yeah.
As fucked up as it sounds, like, I respect what Khabib did.
Oh, yeah.
Because their whole camp was talking so much shit.
That's
about
true.
Guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So this man whooped their top dog and said, which one of you motherfuckers are next?
Mm-hmm.
And dove into the group by himself and didn't get two shits.
Yeah.
And just started swinging. Now, granted, he's fucked. But
well,
they
withheld his purse, but
$2 million.
That man is that's a lot
so
of fucking money to be held back. Bro.
However,
that man's a G, bro.
No, but my question
is,
how much of a draw is he? Because if he's that big of a draw, they're not going to expel him from the league.
No, but you got to understand, though, too, there's certain things you do and there's certain things you can't do when it comes to fighting and that kind of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You made the...
And now
first
the commission
UFC, you made it look
stuff.
Like shit because you did that because that means they kind of have
Athletic
no control over their
association.
Fight. Yeah, especially state of Nevada. They don't play that shit there.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And you also could have started a riot. That's usually...
Yeah, there were... I saw some...
Russians were in some Irishmen were fighting. Yeah,
in the crowd... afterwards in the crowd, there was a couple of fights.
And a lot of Irishmen got their ass whooped.
Yeah.
These Russians don't play, bro.
Nah, dude.
Yo, they have videos of Khabib wrestling a baby bear when he was a baby.
Yeah,
bear.
I seen that.
Dude, it's fucking nuts, bro.
Damn, Russians
so,
are tough.
Dude,
so
yeah, and Russian mobs are like, they're the most brutal of all the mobs.
So what I'm saying on top of that was, it was cool promo and all that shit was very cool and dandy. It's still fucked up, though. That shouldn't have escalated that far,
no,
even though they couldn't control it, though.
Definitely
on
sportsman.
They went to
the point
you couldn't control it.
Nah, yeah, I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it was nothing like... I mean, you we're all pretty young when this happened, but the Evander Holyfield and Tyson... I don't know if you guys have gone, but have you gone back and seen the aftermath of that? It was chaos, dude.
Yeah. You know what's crazy about
that?
That
was almost a riot.
It was crazy is that he bit him like more than once.
It was twice.
Once,
yeah.
And he was like, what the fuck? He bit my ear.
Bit him once. They took 2 points off, and then they let him back in.
You think they would have been like, wait, he just bit someone's ear off. Just stop it right there. It's crazy, man, that they even let that.
He didn't bite the ear off though at first. He was like, yo, you bit my fucking ear.
He just
took
a
whole thing.
Did he ever explain why he did that?
I
don't know. It was just dirty boxing, bro.
Yeah.
That was a lot of dirty boxing.
That's some old classic.
With and because,
Tyson, bro.
Yeah, Mike Tyson was off his rocker back then. I mean, now he's all about peace and he's all, you know.
Oh,
got,
no,
got
power
his,
to him because that's what man, even at that age, you don't want running around fighting with all the
Oh, no. Did,
he's Mike Tyson.
Did you see the whole thing with the roast of Charlie Sheen where Steve was like, oh, yeah, let me, like, because he wanted to take a punch from Tyson, and Tyson's like,
I don't want to do it.
But then he did the thing where Tyson put his fist out, and then Steve-O, like, jumped into his fist and broke his nose.
Yeah. Tyson just stood there. He didn't move.
Yeah.
He put his fist out. Steve-O jumped into his fist, and all you see is Tyson's shoulder go.
Tyson is
And Steve-O knew it. As soon as he hit, he's just like, broken nose. Broken nose.
Probably, yeah, he's definitely broken.
Oh yeah,
he knew the second it happened, like, that's what happened.
You know, you ever think, like, if Mike Tyson, because he has kids, right? He has multiple.
He has
I
think he has one. I know one of his kids passed away.
Yeah, all right.
And that was a big thing when he did the roast stove.
I'm not about to talk about Noah's kids.
I'm just saying.
I'm not, but the one thing, I hope to be famous one day,
and I might have to meet this guy.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, does he have a son that wants to be in boxing? So that would be like the next. That'd be so cool to see a boxing.
Yeah, but I could see him being the way he is now. He probably wouldn't want his kids in boxing because of all the repercussions of it, and also like
CT and
that. And also, you know, you always want better for your kids. So he's probably got maybe probably has that attitude of, you know, I'm doing this, so I did it, so my kids can have a better life, kind of thing. You know,
probably I won't speculate, but yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to go in too deep on his kid, but basically, like, he had a kid that passed away. I won't go into details of it. But when he did the roast, they told, you know, everyone that that was off limits. And even Anthony Jeselnik, you know, who's known for, like, pushing the limits of everything, he was like, dude, I wouldn't even say anything about that.
You know why? Because he'll kill you. Because right hook. He's going to knock you out. The cameras aren't even going to catch that shit. No, just keep walking.
I saw an interview where I forget
who called him dude a coward and got him wanting to fight him.
No.
He asked him a stupid-ass question. These are stupid questions. I'm not going to answer
shit. No, because they asked him about the rape.
That's what it was.
And then, yeah, Tyson's just like, you know, you're a piece of shit. Fucking, you seem like such a nice guy in public, but then you bring me on the show and you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But there was another one where someone.
For, like, so he was just doing a spot for a book or something, or for mm-hmm. a show.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, you gotta be a piece of shit to even talk about that.
Especially, I guess the thing was that they told him in advance, you know, like, here's what we're gonna talk about.
Yeah.
And then you bring up something out of left field that wasn't even scheduled.
Everybody wanna go viral, everyone trying to catch a moment.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there was one where one interviewer was asking him about his daughter, and just in the middle of it, he just goes quiet and looks at the guy like,
you know, you need something. You
know, no, he just looks at him like this and goes, you need to go now. And then he took his mic off, and then the lighting crew just started taking everything apart, and they got out of his house.
Yeah, you better
get it. Yeah.
You see that fucking tiger on you. Go get him, boy.
You know, when you got a tiger, you got to feed that tiger. I think that's why he got rid of it, too, because he didn't realize that they eat like $500 worth of meat.
Oh, wow.
It's feeding time. You want to go outside and talk about this, buddy? Fucking.
I actually looked into one day, like, what you need to have a pet tiger. And it's possible, but you have to have, like, a concrete fence around your house with barbed wire on the top. And you got to ask your neighbors, hey, you mind if I get a pet tiger?
Yep.
And good luck finding anyone who's going to be like, yeah, sure, bring him over.
Probably after Siegfried. So
no,
that's not going to ever happen.
Yeah, I'd imagine this was before that.
No, fair enough.
Yeah, because they're done. I think after that they retired.
Yeah, well, yeah, you got your face bitten off.
Are they still alive?
No, the guy was alive. I'm pretty sure that's how.
No, but Siegfried and Roy, both of them. I'm not sure if.
I think one
of them passed away. Not from the tiger incident.
But I think the one that didn't get fucked up passed away.
Yeah,
that's crazy if that really happened. Mm-hmm. That's true.
It just shows you who the stronger one in the relationship was.
Well,
that's fucked up.
They were open about it, so whatever.
That's funny as fuck, though.
Dude,
that's
talk about a power couple right there.
If that's true, that's hilarious, but then that's mean as well. Yeah.
But no, if I'm not mistaken, I believe one of them did pass away.
Yeah. Well, you know,
we need to Google that.
Yeah, probably should.
Yeah, so I should Google that. No, we're not.
I'm glad.
The joke's too good to run.
Crown Jewel is coming out. That's going to be in
what's
Saudi
that about?
Arabia. It's this show.
The Saudi Arabia pay-per-view with no women.
Yeah, no women. It's pretty much a World Cup tournament to see who's the best wrestler. But who's in it is Kurt Angle. He dressed up as a luchador and just hanging out.
I saw that.
Yeah. So stupid because, like, a lot of people in the World Cup are all American. So it's not a World Cup. It's just a King of the Ring.
Basically.
Yeah. It's not going to be good. And then also Shawn Michaels and Triple H are going to be wrestling Undertaker and Kane
there,
for a tag team match.
But I'm sure they're doing a match in Saudi Arabia. They got to have at least one where Jinder Mahal is going to go over.
You would think.
He's not on it?
I don't think he's in the tournament, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I thought he would at least have a spot there.
No, it's all about Brock, Brock Lesnar, and Braun Strowman, and
are they doing another one of those matches?
Yeah, it's gonna be triple.
So hold on, but isn't Brock Lesnar about to have a a fight in the UFC though?
Yeah,
he's got one coming up. Yeah, that's why he cut all that weight.
Yeah, but how long until we get to the crown jewel?
That's like in 2 weeks, man.
So that'll be before his fight, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
So I can imagine that they're not going to really have him doing too much crazy shit in the fight.
No, probably F5 somebody and that's it.
Yeah, but
you don't think he's going to walk away? The belt's on the line. But
so they can't have him win that belt.
I think they might. You know what they'll do? They'll probably make him win it there because I think the Prince is like a super fan of Brock and The Rock. And I think he'll probably win it there for the showcase and then
drop it on Raw.
Exactly. Either he's going to vacate it or he'll just lose it.
Be like Shawn Michaels, I lost my smile.
Yeah.
That one, I don't like that.
Yeah.
No, why would you make this man lose the belt like that? It makes no sense. Let him get speared one time and be out for the fight. And then
I don't think Brock wants to be pinned. I think that's in his contract. He doesn't want to lose.
He got pinned against freaking what's it called?
I mean, he's lost,
but he didn't get pinned.
Roman Reigns got pinned.
Oh, okay. That's probably when he was leaving.
I mean, I do remember the one he had with The Undertaker where it ended like where he flipped him off and then passed out. That was actually a pretty cool match because it was Undertaker had him in a Hell's Gate and then he's like telling Brock, you know, tap out. Brock's bleeding from his head and he like, you know, he raises his hand like he's about to tap out and then just turns it into a finger and like puts it in Undertaker's face and then passes out.
That's pretty hilarious. That's
and won by DQ. You know, or lost DQ. By DQ.
Who lost by DQ?
Brock, because he passed out.
Not on disqualifications, but submission. Tapped out.
He didn't tap.
Brock didn't still tap.
He didn't get disqualified.
You KO'd.
You just lost.
Okay, then I guess you just lost.
Yeah, got KO'd.
Yeah. I don't know. You guys didn't see much of the SmackDown or Raw this week, did you?
No, if I listen to what happened.
Yeah. Because
I didn't. I was asking you guys.
Oh, there we go.
So
I guess
what kind of fucking podcast is this? The major guys don't watch fucking. Come shit. I'm leaving.
Unprofessional. We're very unprofessional.
No, we're professional. I've been keeping up with the indies, actually, because there's a lot of interesting things going on there.
Or because it's free online. Hey.
Well, yeah, that too. There's the internet champions.
Yeah.
And just, I don't know, the indies have more interesting performers to me with different movesets because, you know, WWE always says that, you know, they have their own kind of form of wrestling where it's to stand up, fake hitting each other. You know, you got one or two spots off the turnbuckle. Whereas, like, indie guys like Ricochet, who's now great, I'm glad he's in the WWE, like him and Will Ospreay, those guys are, you know, I saw a match with them and everything was just, you know,
flips
flying over. It was almost like watching a scene from like one of the Avengers movies, but like choreographed in a ring, you know?
Yeah, that's cool. And, yeah, I like Ricochet. I think he's probably I can't wait to see him and Rey Mysterio because that's what's next
week.
That's what's going to be the really important thing. Rey Mysterio coming back full time on the roster.
Okay.
On Tuesday.
But is Ricochet moving up to Raw or SmackDown?
Of course they're going to have to.
Oh, no, they're going to have to.
Yeah, that'll be a great match to see those two.
I feel like they're going to make them a tag team. You haven't seen the Luchador tag team in a while?
You don't need that shit now.
But think about it. You haven't seen the Luchador tag team in a while. You know how entertaining it was watching high-flying crazy shit happen like that? Because, like, upbeat fashion, you know how much they used to give the big guys because they just couldn't keep up with all the crazy shit?
So, I mean, that would be an interesting match where it's like you have, but Ricochet, like, because Rey Mysterio is obviously short and small, like, but is a high flyer. But Ricochet, I think, he's got to be at least 6 foot. He's not, he doesn't seem too tall, but he's tall.
At least, average height.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, I think, like them as a tag team would be cool because if you had, like, Ricochet and Mysterio versus The Bar. Like, because it's like two big dudes versus two high flyers. That'd be interesting.
What was the tag team we were always talking about? It was Finley.
Oh, yes. If Conor McGregor decides to go to the WWE after this loss. No, he won't. He won't.
He's not too much pride for that.
And they're not going to let him go from the UFC because he's too much of a draw. He's their biggest draw.
They let Ronda go because
she was no longer
face
a
kept
draw.
Getting
well, yeah,
bad
that
to
too.
The point where they couldn't fix it.
But she was also no longer a draw. I mean, she's a draw in WWE because they can choreograph her.
Yo, I saw one picture of Ronda where it's her face after her last fight. It was her face with a side picture of the monster from Goonies.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's so fake. that's some fake love. Because the person that posted it was like a super Ronda fan. Like, people just turn on you real quick.
For when Connor just got his, like, there was a close up of a. It was him getting punched in the face, and someone turned it into the album cover of Pantera's Vulgar Display of Power. I don't know if either of you have seen the... All right, well, the cover of that album, it was like someone getting punched in the face.
Yeah, I'm black. I know. I'm still kind of black.
I'm Puerto Rican, but I'm not...
No, you're not. I'm here. Your car was singing a while ago.
I'm suburban.
No, but Conor McGregor tag team?
Conor McGregor tag... Oh, yeah. I said it would be him, Finley, and Hornswoggle. The Irish Husbands.
Oh, that's a terrible name. You could have been nicer to that.
And then maybe we can get Becky Lynch in there. I don't know.
Is she Irish?
Nah, Becky Lynch is just...
No, she...
You can leave her...
She's Scottish, isn't she?
Oh, okay. Then
you can leave her wherever she's at. She'll be a team.
Oh, no. Becky Lynch is awesome. She's
fine. Mm-hmm. Just where she's at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's actually having a nice run with Charlotte. They're just going to keep battling to Evolution.
Evolution I'm excited for because it's an all-women's pay-per-view and you got Lita's coming back, Trish Stratus is coming back, so that's going to be fun and Nikki, it's also kind of like finally,
Nikki Bella went heel and they beat up Ronda.
Oh, they that turned on her, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then What's-Her-Face, who was it that came out? Who was it that was coming out with her for a while to the ring?
Natalia
came out. She's like, are you okay? Which I get it. Mm-hmm. But it was a. I don't know. I guess it's going to be like. I guarantee it's going to be like a tag match next time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The Bella Twins versus yeah. Natalia and Ronda.
You know, we were talking about no selling.
Yeah.
That's like probably like the worst thing, like crime you can do to another wrestler.
Oh, yeah. That's usually, I'd imagine, where most shoot matches start.
We were just saying that New Jack beating the hell out of some old man.
Well, New Jack beats the shit out of everybody, dude. New Jack. He is a great promo. I don't want to say anything bad about him because he's a guy I'd like to meet, and he's a guy that will have no problem like killing you if he sees you in person. But I mean, he's almost killed, I think, two people in the ring. There was the mass transit incident.
Yeah,
you know,
I remember
that was in WCW. He
I don't remember that one.
It was ECW. There was a kid named I think his name was Eric Kulosh.
Oh, is that the one that lied?
He jumped off the top.
He didn't die
or something like that.
He lied about.
Yeah, lied about his age, and then
his experience of wrestling and stuff like that.
And he told New Jack to blade him. Like, if there's anyone you don't want blading you, it's that guy. And then he took it too far, and I think cut an artery in his forehead.
Oh, wow.
And the kid. Lost a lot of blood.
I remember New Jack saying, "I don't care if he dies."
Oh yeah, he's his rant on Chris Benoit is it's fucked up, but it's so funny.
Well, yeah, I heard that one. him rant on Triple H. People have been talking about Triple H, how much of a control freak and how much he's taking over the business and stuff like that, and not he keeps putting himself in front of the company.
Oh yeah, well that was I think. Everything Triple H did was extremely calculated.
Everything he's doing now, though, is still calculated, too.
Oh, it's
always.
He's
been in the limelight ever since day one.
Yeah.
He's been, like, the only wrestler who hasn't taken a hiatus, either.
Yeah.
And well, he had one. There was the one time I think he...
When he did that movie.
He tore his quad. And he was out for...
Injury.
Yeah, but he was still there, though. Like,
no, he was still
there.
Walking
around with DX and crutches and shit like that. Like,
oh, yeah. He's
never... He was still there. He's never really been gone.
Yeah.
Damn, he's been in the... He, like...
Well, when I started watching WWE, he was a part of that.
Oh my god! Yeah,
almost 20 plus years.
And he also had to kind of work his way back into it after the curtain call.
I remember that. But it's like you want to see Triple H, but then it's like no, you don't, because it's like I feel like you're already a CEO. You take in opportunities from other people.
You're trying to do both jobs, bro. That's not cool.
Yeah, but
it's just like, what's
Vince
his face?
Did it for a long time.
Yeah, but when Vince did it, remember, when Vince did it, when he was trying to wrestle and he was having all this shit like that, he also had Shane McMahon running shit in the back while he was doing it, too.
No.
And when Shane McMahon was doing that, Stephanie McMahon was in the back calling shots while he was doing that.
Yeah, but
so it was somebody running the show, letting him do that. Mm-hmm. Even though it looked like he was doing the whole, like, you know, I'm running this shit and I'm wrestling as well. Like, I'm that fucking big guy. Somebody else was calling the shots while he was doing that.
So yeah, he always had people in the back.
He played the story arc of it until a certain point. He's like, all right, I'm back on the job.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So it's crazy because he's getting CEO money, but also television money as well.
Yeah.
And then he's getting wrestling money as well, because he has a, he's going to be wrestling in the next Crown Jewel.
But has his who? Is he still?
Oh yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
But now is he still like an in-ring regular? Like has matches all the time, or
he's had here and there? Here and there, like especially when he became the Authority.
Yeah.
Well, against the Shield. Was that against the Shield? No, it wasn't against the Shield.
I mean, well, he's eventually. Authority. I mean, once Vince passes, he'll be the new, you know, Vince McMahon, which he kind of is, kind of playing that role of.
I keep hearing that, but it's like, wait, why wouldn't Stephanie be the next Vince McMahon?
Well, Stephanie still has that. I mean, she still has that authority kind of figure thing. But the thing is, you can't beat up Stephanie on TV. Yeah. That's really what it is. There's
never someone they can take their shit out on.
Oh. Okay.
So if Stephanie can still be the head honcho, she's going to be Vince McMahon.
But she can do that on the women's division, and then the women's are the women wrestlers are fighting her.
Not even just that. Stephanie McMahon can do that, period.
Oh, yeah.
Do that to the women's division and the men's division. But like you said, the men can't, the men can't put their hands on her.
Yeah.
The men can fuck up Triple H, though. So you need someone in that place where, like, some shit happens.
They can put their hands on him.
They can snap and want to whoop his ass because of that.
But you know what? Triple H winning against Sting and The Undertaker has made me kind of disappointed in it.
Yeah, I did want Sting to win that, but I knew that Triple H was going to go over because they were basically telling it like it actually happened.
But I'm kind of like, him going over sometimes is so you're supposed to hate him, but now I feel like it's kind of like now getting to be selfish.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm tired of seeing him win at these matches.
Anything Triple H does, DX,
yeah,
I love it.
I mean,
anything he does as CEO, it's fucking terrible.
Well, dude,
I'm just being honest. I don't like the storyline.
The Sting match was one of my favorites.
If you're the CEO and someone's retiring, you should not be winning fights like that. It should be the underdog, which is the guy who's trying to retire, winning the fight. You're the CEO. You're still going to be there getting paid. These guys are trying to quit. Let them. I know there's like that rule, like if you're going to retire, you got to lose out your last match. But still, when you're an ex-wrestler and you're doing that shit, I feel like the CEO should be the one who loses.
Yeah.
Against the guy. Give them their glory, bro. You're still going to be there receiving glory because you're
fucking, and also everybody like still there. Can like audience-wise, everyone relates to that because who doesn't want to beat up their boss?
And you know what? Who doesn't look better at the end of it? Well, after that fight, he gets up and shakes his hand and raises his arm.
And it's also, it's kind of a thing is like, you really think a 40-something-year-old, like retired half, like retired wrestler is going to be a 25-year-old young buck like that? Those matches that keep happening, it's kind of annoying.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Unless it's The Rock, that's the only way I see that. That man is still a fucking amazing.
That's true.
Well, Triple H, too.
That's a big ass dude. I would love to meet The Rock.
No, Triple H is
Triple H is great shit, too. Yeah. But The Rock is like on a whole nother level. No,
oh, yeah.
Like, that dude is like insanely jacked, bro.
Well, let's be honest. The Crown Jewel, not Crown Jewel match, though, the last match we saw with Triple H and The Undertaker, and, you know, it was kind of slow. They were kind of sluggish as hell.
Like, both of them, though. It wasn't just like Undertaker. Yeah.
Shawn Michaels took some cool spots I didn't expect. And also Triple H took it.
And Kane just kind of stood there.
Yeah.
But also Kane, I mean.
Kane got bounced around like a rat. Like, I didn't like
that. And Kane has always been my favorite. But like now he's like, you could tell in his tights he's overweight.
Yeah.
He's involved in politics now. So I guess that's more where his mind's at, you know?
Check this out. You know, tell me how dope this would fucking be if when it came to the Crown Jewel and the Undertaker and Kane were to fight Triple H and
Michaels
and Shawn Michaels. Of course, they're going to come out with their DX shit because they're obviously going to be wrestling. They're going to come out with the whole D-Generation X startup. They're going to come out with that. How dope would it be if Undertaker and Kane both came out in their OG wrestling attire?
Oh, yeah, like the old, yeah,
like
the
if Kane had the old school legit
and the
full
original,
mask
and the original,
original
suit where
yes.
it was one arm out and the rest of it
was covered and he had
a
black glove.
Yeah.
Yo, that would be fucking amazing if they came out like that. And I'm talking about like old school Undertaker with the purple gloves. Like all that shit.
The Western.
The Western, yes, dude. Like the original, like
when
the man
come out
from down
with
on
the top
yes.
pad.
You know
when the cloak.
I think it had WrestleMania 2000 on 64 because I'm old.
You can pick him as a character. You can change the suit.
Yeah, you change the character suit.
I remember that guy.
I always pick that. But if you watch wrestling right now, if you go back to like some on YouTube and find a video of Kane's original hair, the wig they gave him is fucking like horse hair or something. Kane with his hair was in the back. It was like yawn or
yeah,
Kane.
Yawn, yeah. I mean, I think that was his real hair, like, in the 90s.
Oh, my bad.
It was.
But no, yeah, like, I
Your
I
hair
mean,
was terrible.
What he's wearing now, that's hair attached to a mask, because he's bald.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Oh, did anyone ever see See No Evil, that movie he was in?
No. I heard it was pretty... There's two of those, right?
Yeah, I think there's, like, two or three. I didn't see the sequels. I only saw the first one.
Yeah, it's See No Evil 1, mm-hmm. where it was actually pretty good. And that was when he was an old school game.
Well, no, he was already unmasked by then.
I was going to make a joke. Way to ruin it. Thank you. Never mind. Jesus Christ, Kevin.
But, you know, we talked about this on the podcast as well. I think we WWE has their own, like, movie studio where they're making
B-level action movies. And
I heard the movie I haven't seen it. The one that Dolph Ziggler did? Which was that one?
Oh, I haven't seen it. I didn't know that. I know Dean Ambrose.
He did one with a... Yeah. I heard Dean Ambrose did one too.
Well, there's that one.
Dolph Ziggler did one. And apparently Kane's in it, and it's a good little back and forth between them in the movie. Nice, I think like Dolph Ziggler sweet chins him like 28 times or something like that. Every other scene, he's like, hey, look at that sweet chin, and he just keeps running or some shit like that. And the next time he sees it, it's like, all right, I'm done. Sweet chin, keeps running. It's funny.
I remember Triple H was in that god awful movie Blade Trinity.
I remember that. I think he actually pedigreed a person too.
He pedigreed Triple H thing through the fucking table. And kept whooping his ass.
Oh, Triple H pedigreed Wesley Snipes? Because I haven't seen
that. I think it was
someone.
Him.
He pedigreed someone. But no, you know, he's also in this movie. It's called My Bus Driver. It's
yes. Kid movie. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That
that's
was
WWE
from
movie.
WWE Studios.
Is there what's your favorite wrestling movie?
Movie about wrestling?
Okay,
or...
is there ever a scene from your favorite wrestler? Is there a wrestler, like, you know, did a movie scene or a movie that you can remember that's like, oh, that was awesome.
Well, I enjoyed the first See No Evil, but that's because, like, I was, like, 17 at the time, so I was like, finally, I can go, like, see an R-rated movie, and I don't need, like, one of my friends to buy me the fucking tickets. So I, like, went in the middle of the day, and I was the only person in the theater. Mm-hmm. So I got to sit, like, right in the middle and shit. And I mean, yeah, that movie was cool because a lot of the deaths were, like, funny because they were ironic. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like all these kids that like they're all juveniles and they have to go as part of community service clean up this like old hotel.
Yeah.
And like one of the girls is in there because she's like a vegan who broke into a animal shelter and let all the dogs loose, and then she ends up getting eaten by dogs later on.
Ironic.
Yeah. Another like the deaths are pretty cool. Another girl gets like a cane like shoves her cell phone down her throat.
Well, that's funny. What were you?
And you guys are gonna laugh.
What's that?
Mr. Nanny?
No, fuck you. You asshole. The first like cameo that I saw that I can remember off the top of my head, well, not really remember off the top of my head, but the one I enjoyed the most was The Rock in the Reno 911 movie.
Oh yeah, where he gets killed like 5 minutes
like,
in.
5 minutes in, he's like, this is special SWAT, or some chump rabbi says, he goes, and this it's a live grenade for the training, and like he drops the pin. He's like, I still got 5 seconds left. And he accidentally kicks it, and he goes behind the corner, and then boom, blows up. That's it. Done. And he's gone. And that's it. He dies at the end. They're like, whoop, I guess we're running all of Miami now for a police thing.
Yeah.
No, I remember my favorite is it's a commercial, a Boyardee commercial with Kane.
Oh, he does the race thing, and then all the Kane.
All the Chef Boyardee comes out. It was kind of cool. Because I always did that too, and I would like put my Chef Boyardee in the microwave. I'd be like,
"Goosh!" He'd wait for the bell.
Remember back when they used to have the on like SmackDown and Raw where they would have the commercials for like the vitamins.
No.
Yeah,
I think so.
They had one called Stacker 2 that I guess.
Yes!
They were like either.
Wait. Stacker 2 kill people.
It took
it for a while.
You shouldn't have. You should not be alive. That actually killed people, bro. That was pretty bad. Bro,
I don't know what the pill was.
I was taking like 4 a pop because the trainer I was getting training from told me. But it should work. I lost a lot of weight and I felt good.
Did you? Oh, wow, man.
It was probably GHB or something.
No. It was Stacker 2, like the bottom. Like I was buying it from the job where I was working at because they had it still there. Like, yeah.
Right.
I remember those commercials and my favorite commercials from the WWE while it was on. They would do like intermittent commercials while they were on TV.
Mm-hmm.
The Lux commercials. I love those.
The Funkmaster Flex bullshit.
Yeah, especially also when after it would be Crime Mob, not Crime Mob, Crime Time.
Crime Time, yeah.
When they would hit someone because they would wear boots, and it would be like, oh yeah, they would do like a hip hop like commercial, always for them. And I never realized how racist that was.
It was fucked up too. I can't remember what dope, fight it was. There was a fight that they were having where they're stomping somebody out in the middle of the commercial. They zoom in because they used to wear boots. Yeah. Like, you see what we're rocking, baby? And there was lungs.
I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Oh, man.
Right. But one Stacker 2 commercial they had, it was Kane was in it as well. He's in a grocery store, right?
Yeah.
And then there's a guy in front of him in like sweats and a headband. He's like, Kane, this is the express line. Can't you count? What? Because he has like a cart full of shit. He's like, well, I'm too. And then Kane comes after him. It like freeze frames. And it's like, a stupid way to burn fat. A smart way to burn fat is Stacker 2. Yeah.
That's hilarious. No. I love this commercial.
I would love to see like just some stupid like commercials like from back then now. You know how hilarious that would be for me? Yeah. Like watching back, like, I can't believe I actually watched this shit.
Oh, dude, Pee Wee Herman had one of the scariest anti-drug ads ever.
I don't like Pee Wee Herman.
I love Pee Wee Herman.
Anti-drug? Oh, it
was one of the DARE like program things. One,
yeah.
And
I didn't see his, but
yeah, it's him holding a crack pipe and he's just behind a black screen like, crack is whack. Don't ever do crap. But the way he says it, you're just like, damn, Pee Wee.
He says it like Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, don't masturbate in public. All right, guys. I think
smoke crack. Don't masturbate in public. This is wrestling off the handles.
So I want to do this real quick, guys. It's for your podcast for the next time. If I'm here or if I'm not here, I think it'd be cool. Throwing this out there because we're talking about it now, right?
Yeah,
okay. It'd be cool if at the end of each podcast, we give them a question to ask. We ask a question and we read off some of the responses in the comments for the next podcast.
Yeah, see if anyone...
You guys have a question now?
No. If anyone has any questions for us, leave it in the comments section. We'll see if we can answer them for you. And
actually, you know what? Also, you can ask us a question, but we'll ask you guys a question. What is your favorite match of all time? Just let us know in our comments.
All right. Yeah, that's a good start.
Yeah,
that's a good support. Famous match of all time. You can only pick one, and it shouldn't be a bunch of like, hey, this and that. I put someone versus someone, and then put which match, though, because there's a lot of times there's going to be a lot of repeats, like Stone Cold and The Rock.
So say,
pay-per-view, match, or what
Royal Rumble, 98.
If you can't remember the pay-per-view, give a quick like description of what happened, like what it was.
And we'll try and figure out which one it was.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're signing off. I'm your boy, Ronald Preville.
This is Kevin Javier.
All right, bitches, this is Randy Vega. Follow me on social media, Funny Gingerican.
Kevin Javier at Javier Comedy on Instagram.
And Ronald at Hey, It's Ronald at everywhere.
You guys have a good night, guys.
Bye, yeah.
Peace.
Burn.
Yay!